Afghan families are struggling to survive one of the harshest winters in 15 years. The most vulnerable are people living in informal settlements around Kabul. They have fled unstable conditions in their home regions to the relative safety of the capital city. But the winter is harsh, and the roofs over their heads are made of scrap materials and sheets of plastic. Babar Balak is the communications officer for the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
When you talk about the conditions around Kabul, where these peoples have settled into informal settlements, that is more challenging for them because there's no housing for them. They may have erected tents out of plastic sheetings or any other material. And these are really economically impoverished people. For them, day-to-day living is a challenge. And once it is winters and harsh cold, it's not easy for them to survive.
For these vulnerable and economically impoverished families, day-to-day living is a challenge. Without adequate shelter, clothing, and nourishment, the children have been particularly tested by the bitter cold. 24 children, nearly all infants and young toddlers, have recently died after exposure to the extreme cold, according to Babar Balak.
This winter is a bit more harsher in the last 15 years. The temperatures have gone down to a record level, and these people who have to, usually they are struggling, had to bear a bit more of cold this winter, and this is what has happened this time also. Our efforts are now focused on providing these people with supplies that they can survive this winter through.
Decent housing doesn't exist where the refugees have pitched camp. And the camps, although located in a city like Kabul, are not fit to withstand the severe weather, says Balak.
It is really unfortunate that the deaths occurred in and around Kabul. These are people who had choose to live in these informal settlements. They're free to live anywhere in Afghanistan, but they didn't have the right coping mechanism for this winter.
UNHCR is working with other agencies and aid groups, as well as the government, to address the needs of the families living in these settlements. Charles Appel, United Nations.